joined by Peter Beaumont again, who's been brought to a pro-government demonstration. Peter, what are you seeing?
We've been brought to what looks like a school about 30 kilometres west of Tripoli. There's probably no more than sort of 70 or 80 people who've been assembled who are chanting sort of pro-Gaddafi slogans. I mean, this I think is the message that we were supposed to be getting today, but the previous place that we were taken to, the city of Zawiya, when we were taken there, it was in opposition hands, and we were allowed to walk into the city along the main avenue and meet the opposition people who hold certainly the centre of the town, and have managed to capture a number of kind of armoured personnel carriers, tanks and vehicles. It was not clear to us why we were allowed in, but it's clear that, you know, this town, which we've been told earlier in the day was in government hands, wasn't in government hands, and for some reason we were simply allowed to cross the lines between the government-controlled area into the opposition area and spend several hours talking to people who were in the main square and who'd been involved in the fighting for the town.
Now, the outlying areas are still in the hands of pro-Gaddafi forces. Is there any expectation of a offensive from government troops?
The government is within about 2 kilometres, and on the main highway from Tripoli to Zawiya, there is certainly a lot of military, including sort of heavy vehicles and soldiers and small groups you see camped in the trees. The people inside the town say that they're worried that there might be an offensive, but you know, given the numbers in the town, and they seem pretty well armed now with everything from shotguns and hunting rifles to AK-47s and even you know, double-barreled anti-aircraft guns mounted on pickup trucks. I mean, it doesn't look, from what we've seen, that there's enough security forces there to retake that town.
Now, you were brought in with other Western journalists by the Gaddafi regime to portray the situation under control. It seems to have backfired pretty spectacularly. This town is in rebel hands.
It's either backfired or you know, someone at some stage said, okay, well, we have to be much more transparent. I mean, I actually asked one of the minders outright. I said, look, you know, I don't understand. Why have you brought us to this town? I mean, we've been told that this is in government hands, and yet, you know, here we are surrounded by the opposition, and they were quite clearly in control. And he said to me, we didn't want you to think that we were hiding anything from you, which was an extraordinary answer, given the amount of control that there usually is in this country. And so something is going on, but it's quite hard to put your finger on what it is. It's either a trip that's gone spectacularly awry, or someone decided that they should show us both sides, which to me seems amazing.
Thanks very much.
Sorry?